Everyday English, Lesson 76. We welcome you once again to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, I would like us to consider some idiomatic uses of the word hold. Now, here are some expressions with hold.
Hold a degree. Hold a qualification.
Hold good for.
Hold it.
Hold one's head high.
Hold one's peace. Get hold of.
No holds barred.
Now, we'll look at these phrases. To hold a degree or qualification is a common expression. Now, here are examples of its uses. We begin with one example.
He holds a degree from the University of Science and Technology.
He holds a degree from the University of Science and Technology. Hold a degree means have a degree.
What qualifications do you have?
What qualifications do you have? The expression hold good for means be applicable to, be relevant. For example,
these rules hold good for everyone. We don't make exceptions.
These rules hold good for everyone. We don't make exceptions. The sentence means, the rules apply in all cases and to everyone. And then the expression, hold it, hold it.
This simply means, wait, stop.
Hold it. Wait. Stop. It's used in contexts such as these.
I am taking down notes. Would you read that paragraph for me?
This is to inform you about your pension. We include notes on...
Hold it. Hold it.
That is, wait a minute. You are going too fast. Then there's the expression... Hold one's head high, and this means
conduct oneself arrogantly.
Hold one's head high. Conduct oneself arrogantly, as in this sentence.
She holds her head so high these days, you begin to wonder how she'll treat us when she becomes deputy manager.
She holds her head so high these days. The expression hold one's peace means be silent. For example,
he was bullied into holding his peace.
He was bullied into holding his peace. An alternative expression for hold one's peace is hold one's tongue. To have a hold on someone is to have a controlling force on him. Be able to influence him. For example, someone has got a hold on him.
He doesn't do things on his own. Someone has got a hold on him.
The expression, no holds barred, no holds barred means all limitations removed, no restrictions. And now listen to this dialogue.
Here's a draft advertisement. Look and give me your comments now.
Now?
Now, yes. Or forever hold your peace.
Well, that's a lot of work. It bears your stump.
I promised I would produce a thorough piece of work. And haven't I?
You have.
I always hold by my word.
Now, let's... look at it a little more closely and critically. I hope you don't mind.
No holds barred.
Applicants should be below the age of 25. And, Ajo, you seem to have someone in mind.
Someone like?
Like, Ansa. He is 25, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he holds the degree of MSc, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And he...
Hold it, hold it. Ansa is 25. He holds a postgraduate degree. But the advertisement requires the successful applicant to be a holder of other qualifications.
For example?
For example, the ICS diploma.
And Ansa doesn't hold that?
Don't ask me, I don't know.
I can assure you, I didn't mean any harm.
Ansa and I are friends, but our friendship ends outside this office. Besides, he has no hold on me yet, although...
Although? You have a hold on him?
I'm trying to get a hold on some aspects of his life.
Ajo, I like your spirit, the spirit in which you took my joke.
Well, because your joke was not malicious. Let's turn to arrangements for the conference, if you're satisfied with my draft advert.
Any ideas?
I would say we should consider holding the conference soon.
How soon?
As soon as possible. No one knows for how long this weather will hold. You don't want to hold a conference in nasty weather.
Certainly not. Let's have a paper on this.
When?
When do you think you will be able to do one?
Next week.
Okay, next week. I will hold you to your promise.
My word is my bond. I hold by my word.
We shall look at the dialogue later. Meanwhile, a look at some of the earlier sentences.
He holds a degree from the University of Science and Technology.
Hold a degree means have a degree.
What qualifications do you have?
The expression hold good for means be applicable to, be relevant. For example,
these rules hold good for everyone. We don't make exceptions.
That is, the rules apply in all cases and to everyone. Then the expression hold it.
This simply means wait, stop.
Hold it, wait, stop. And it's used in contexts such as these.
I am taking down notes. Would you read that paragraph for me?
This is to inform you about your pension. We include notes
hold it,
on...
Hold it.
That is, wait a minute, you're going too fast. Then there's the expression, hold one's head high. And this means...
Conduct oneself arrogantly.
Hold one's head high. As in this...
She holds her head so high these days, you begin to wonder how she'll treat us when she becomes deputy manager.
The expression hold one's peace means be silent. For example,
he was bullied into holding his peace.
An alternative for hold one's peace is hold one's tongue. And you have a hold on someone is to have a controlling force on him, be able to influence him. For example,
he doesn't do things on his own. Someone has got a hold on him.
Someone has got a hold on him. That's all, listeners. Have a good day, and goodbye.